Blog Talk Radio.
Praise the Lord and welcome. This is Amazing Grace, Extraordinary Truth Ministries, and I am your host, Elder Lydia Togba. It is so good to have you with me once again in a year in the Word. We live in a time when knowledge is readily available to us. I mean, everywhere we go, there is knowledge. There's wisdom also crying out in the streets. But many people still have not read what is contained in the pages of the Holy Scriptures. And that is what we are endeavoring to do, is introduce to some and confirm in others what is written in the Word of God, the wealth of information, the wealth of restorative power that is there, and salvation that is here for each and every soul is contained also in the Word of God. So here we are in a year in the Word. We must be readers, hearers, and most of all, doers of the word. And I so appreciate each and every one of you for joining me in this journey through a year in the word. Amen. We're reading today from Psalms 21 through 23 from the New King James Version of the Word of God. I will not be before you very long on today. We just have the three chapters in Psalms, and it won't go, we'll go pretty quickly is what I'm trying to say. But let's pray. Father, in the name of Jesus, we give you honor and we give you praise. We thank you, Lord God, for waking us this morning. We thank you for allowing us to be in our right minds and have a mind to listen to the Word of God and to read the Word of God and to thank you for understanding and for wisdom in your words. Father, open up your scriptures before us that we might understand what it is that you're speaking to each and every one of us, that we might understand what our purpose is in the earth. Oh, God, move right now every obstacle and every yoke that is in the way of our relationship with you. Move now, God. Hallelujah. Lord, we're asking that you open every mind and every heart that has been closed before you. We're asking that you open it up wide to receive. Open them up, open their minds and hearts wide so that they can hear, Lord God, from your spirit, and that you give each and every one of us understanding. On today, Father, in the name of Jesus, I do pray. Amen and amen. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We give praise. Amen to the God of our salvation, the God of our hope. Amen. The great physician, the one who holds all things in his hands. He is in control of everything in the earth. And we give him honor and praise on today. Amen. I'm reading and you are hearing from Psalms chapter 21 through 23 from the New King James Version of the Word of God. Beginning in chapter 21, the king shall have joy in your strength, O Lord, and in your salvation, how greatly shall he rejoice. You have given him his heart's desire and have not withheld the request of his lips, Selah. For you meet him with the blessings of goodness. You set a crown of pure gold upon his head. He asked life from you, and you gave it to him, length of days forever and ever. His glory is great in your salvation. Honor and majesty you have placed upon him, for you have made him most blessed forever. You have made him exceedingly glad with your presence. For the king trusts in the Lord, and through the mercy of the Most High, he shall not be moved. Your hand will find all your enemies. Your right hand will find those who hate you. You shall make them as a fiery oven in the time of your anger. The Lord shall swallow them up in his wrath, and fire shall devour them. Their offspring you shall destroy from the earth, and their descendants from among the sons of men. For they intended evil against you. They devised a plot which they are not able to perform. Therefore, you will make them turn their back. You will make ready your arrows string toward their faces. Be exalted, O Lord, in your own strength. We will sing and praise your power. My God, why have you forsaken me? Why are you so far from helping me and from the words of my groaning? Oh, my God, I cry in the daytime, but you do not hear. And in the night season, am not silent, but you are holy, enthroned in the praises of Israel. Our fathers trusted in you. They trusted and you delivered them. They cried to you and were delivered. They trusted in you and were not ashamed. But I am a worm and no man, a reproach of men and despised by the people. All those who see me ridicule me. They shoot out the lip. They shake the head, saying, he trusted in the Lord. Let him rescue him. Let him deliver him, since he delights in him. But you are he who took me out of the womb. You made me trust while on my mother's breast. I was cast upon you from birth. From my mother's womb, you have been my God. Be not far from me, for trouble is near, for there is none to help. Many bulls have surrounded me. Strong bulls of Bashan have encircled me. They gape at me with their mouths like a raging and roaring lion. I am poured out like water, and all my bones are out of joint. My heart is like wax. It has melted within me. My strength is dried up like a potsherd, and my tongue clings to my jaws. You have brought me to the dust of death. For dogs have surrounded me. The congregation of the wicked have enclosed me. They pierce my hands and my feet. I can count all my bones. They look and stare at me. They divide my garments among them. And for my clothing, they cast lots. But you, O Lord, do not be far from me. O my strength, hasten to help me. Deliver me from the sword, my precious life from the power of the dog. Save me from the lion's mouth and from the horns of the wild oxen. You have answered me. I will declare your name to my brethren. In the midst of the assembly, I will praise you. You who fear the Lord, praise him. All you descendants of Jacob, glorify him and fear him, all you offspring of Israel. For he has not despised nor abhorred the affliction of the afflicted, nor has he hidden his face from him. But when he cried to him, he heard. My praise shall be of you in the great assembly. I will pay my vows before those who fear him. The poor shall eat fine. Those who seek him will praise the Lord. Let your heart live forever. All the ends of the world shall remember and turn to the Lord. All the families of the nations shall worship before you. For the kingdom is the Lord's, and he rules over the nations. All the prosperous of the earth shall eat and worship. All those who go down to the dust shall bow before him. Even he who cannot keep himself alive, a posterity shall serve him. It will be recounted of the Lord to the next generation. They will come and declare his righteousness to a people who will be born, that he has done this. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He makes me to lie down in green pastures. He leads me beside the still waters. He restores my soul. He leads me in the paths of righteousness for his namesake. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for you are with me. Your rod and your staff, they comfort me. Prepare a table before me in the presence of my enemies. You anoint my head with oil. My cup runs over. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. I have read and you have heard from Psalms chapters 21 through 23. Amen. May the Lord add a blessing to the readers, hearers, and most of all, the doers of his word, and sanctify the truth in each and every one of our hearts. In the name of Jesus, I pray. God bless you. God keep you, and God anoint you. Amen. I invite you to continue on this journey with me through a year in the word. Amen.